Here's Pastor Brian as he continues this week's study.
Welcome to the program. This is Robert Jaramillo again with Calvary Chapel Bible Ministry School. We are currently going through the Sermon on the Mount, specifically in the Beatitudes. And Pastor Brian is currently in verse 6, speaking on the blessings of hungering and thirsting for righteousness. Today, Pastor Brian will be looking primarily at two examples from the Old Testament, one from Psalms chapter 42, craving after God and His righteousness, and Psalm 103, having a passion after God and His righteousness. So let's go ahead and begin.
God says He's opposed to the proud, but He gives more grace to the humble. You humble yourself and say, God, I'm in need. He's going to meet you right there. And He's going to fill you with what you're calling out for Him to do. See, but it's got to start on your end. The Bible says, ask, seek, and knock, and it'll be given to you. But also it says that you have not because you ask not. If you're not asking for this power of the Spirit of God, if you're not asking for a deeper work of His holiness in your life, you're not going to receive it. And if you're not asking, then you need to ask the question, why not? If you're not asking, that means you're satisfied. You may not be like this man saying, I'm better than everybody else, but you've spiritually plateaued. And there is no blessing in that place of walking with Jesus Christ. Just kind of a stagnation. I don't believe there's a sense of contentment. There's not that sense of peace. Not that sense of joy that God wants to bring fulfillment in our hearts. Let's go to the Old Testament and look at a couple of passages of Scripture. Look with me at Psalm 42. Here's a man that has a passion for God as the same way that we should, as this beatitude describes. Psalm 42. It says, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. There's a deer running through the woods in need of water, thirsty. And here David cries out and says that he has that same desire, his soul for you. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before Him? My tears have been my food day and night, while they continually say to me, where is your God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me, for I used to go with the multitude. When I went with them to the house of God, with a voice of joy and praise, with the multitude that kept a pilgrim feast. I mean, that's the state Jesus is talking about. As an individual, his soul is thirsty and panting after the Lord. He only wants the Lord. He only wants God's righteousness. He doesn't want any of his own. He doesn't want any strength or might or power from himself. He wants God to touch his life. And he's like an individual that if he doesn't receive it, like that individual that's hungering and poor and is in need, he's going to die. And so he's going to press in to do whatever he has to do to get that. And he's not going to take no for an answer. He needs it, and he presses into the Lord, and God meets him there and touches his life. That is a blessed place to be all through our walks with Jesus Christ. Turn with me to Psalm 103. I think a passion for God also should be manifest in the way that we worship the Lord. Verse 1 says, bless the Lord, O my soul. Look at this next phrase, and all that is within me bless His holy name. Here's a man that wants everything within his being to cry out the praises to God. And he tells you why. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives, who heals, who redeems, who crowns you, who satisfies. All these blessings he goes through. And he says, everything that's within me is to praise you. I believe that is another mark of an individual that hungers and thirsts for righteousness. They want God to be honored because of the works that He has done. Because all of His benefits, they want God to be supremely praised. And I'll tell you something that happened at the first service. I was a little frustrated, and it came out when I was teaching. It was like people were sitting there not worshiping God. And I'm like, I just don't understand that. It's like they're not even moving their mouths to even try. And there was just like a lull that was here, and I thought, what is going on? I mean, we need to be those that hunger for worship, for the Lord's presence, that He's deserving of me praising Him with everything that's in me. And I find that as I'm hungering and thirsting for the Lord, I'm never satisfied in the way that I've worshiped the Lord. I always come away with, Lord, you're deserving more praise, more of my heart, more of my attention, more of my love, and my words fall so short of the glory that you're deserving of. And if that's not happening in your heart, then maybe you're not tasting and seeing that the Lord is good. Because I come into His presence, I long for more of it. I mean, I really have to challenge you on this point. If you don't like to worship, if you don't like Bible study, if you don't like to pray, what else is there? I mean, honestly, go back to the Catholic Church, sprinkle some holy water on you, say some Hail Marys and Our Fathers, and go through the ritual. But we don't want to do that here. We want to worship the Lord, and He is deserving of me, with everything in me, praising Him. And that takes, I believe, hearts that are hungry and they want the presence of the Lord. And I, as a pastor, I want you to experience the presence of the Lord, because I know when we're in God's presence, He touches our life. And you come out of here changed and transformed, and it's meaningful as to why we gather. But I think it takes us pressing in and saying, God, I'm going to give you the worship that you're deserving of. And we're hungry for that. We want the Lord's presence. We're as dying men and women calling out, drawing close to God's presence, coming into His presence and worshiping Him with all of my heart, with all of my soul. And if you need something to praise the Lord about, start reading through the Psalms. And there's command and exhortation and reason after reason after reason of why the Lord is worthy of praise. We shouldn't come in here and just kind of sit. It's not a concert. You're not here to observe. You're here to worship the Lord. And the bottom line, He's worthy of that. And if something's not stirring in your heart, it's not the people around you. It's not the worship team. It's your own heart that you need to examine this morning. You need to hunger and thirst after righteousness. And I can't supply that for you. No one else can. You have to get before God and say, Lord, here's my heart. And there's no hunger there. And I pray that you transform it and change it. And I believe God will meet that. That will be hungering and thirsting after righteousness, that sort of prayer. Let's go over to the book of Colossians, chapter 3. One of the things that will radically quench this hunger out, and that's obviously sin. You know, when I was growing up, I'd always want to eat junk food before dinner time. Still do, actually. Not much has changed. Nothing new under the sun. And my mom would always say, that's going to spoil your dinner. And sure enough, I would sneak something or eat it. And then when this wonderful dinner was set before me, the appetite wasn't there. That's because I replaced it with something else. And sin has that same effect upon our lives. It just begins to quench out the power and the energy and the life of the Spirit of God within us. And if we pursue that course, it just sucks the life out of us. And the desires